sensations arose, I started sending compassion and loving kindness to my body. Soon I felt a lot of pleasure and joy, and it felt so good, I stayed there the remainder of meditation. I then wondered if equanimity was also there, since working with equanimity was my intention. Can sukha and equanimity exist at the same time? I'm wondering if I am missing an opportunity to work with equanimity and other factors of enlightenment by always hanging out in a sukha land. Could you please mention how to recognize equanimity? Well, I think one of the aspects of equanimity that is say predominant one directs one's attention to is an evenness, a stability, a solidity of the heart, of the mind, so that there can be sukha, pleasure, but one's not getting, say, excited about it, we're not getting worried that it's going to end. There's a recognition, a stability, and steadiness of mind is even, so that in itself is equanimity. And on a certain level, the more equanimity we have, the more pleasurable. But it's not, how do you say, overtly pleasurable. It's not exciting pleasurable, but it's a real solid undertone of the experience, because it's one isn't really the equanimity is one where one isn't really trying to get rid of, trying to make it something else. It's a one's equanimous, one's even, one's steady with the experience, and so then there's a well-being there that's quite, that impacts the heart really deeply.